Get your family. Say, oh, don't mind the fact that you got this guy over here who's from this false religion, and this guy over here, and this person, and these people, and all this false style. Oh, we're just not going to make anything of that. Now, folks, that is a huge wave. And I would be frowned upon in many sectors for saying it out loud that promise keepers brought forth more decay than it did good. Now, folks, you've got to remember the book is the book, and it always will be. Right is right, wrong is wrong. And one of the biggest things God said was perilous was not what was going on in the world with its immorality. It's what's going on in the church with its compromise. That's the most insidious thing, because when Satan transforms himself into the angel of light, the whole world sits back and wonders about this. Could he be? You know, it's like the old Timex. Or no, the old cassette tape. Was it real or was it Memorex, you know? Folks, I'm telling you, the world will give you a counterfeit. Bible says men will heap to themselves. That means there's a whole bunch to grab from. Heap to themselves, teachers having itching ears, not willing to endure sound doctrine. The Bible says in verse 13 that he doeth great wonders. He maketh fire to come down in the sight of men. Verse 14, he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles, which he has the power, the exousia, the authority, and the liberty to do. He's been given this liberty in the sight of the beast, saying to them, after he's gotten them deceived, he says something. Once he's bewitched them and enthralled them, he interjects a message. What's the message? That they make an image to the beast. The word image is the word icon in Greek. It's right close to the word idon, which means to, it's a close cousin meaning to see, to know, to perceive and unsee. See, the world's all about seeing. And some people say, well, I will believe it when I see it. You know, that's what they say. God's Word always says, if you'll believe it, then you'll see it. I'm not giving it. You've got to have faith. The just shall live by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You see, you and I have to take God at His Word, and then He'll begin showing up in the crucibles of life. You can't say, I'll bargain with you, God. You're not on His level. He's dictated how it's going to work. And when man in his puny little way starts telling God how things are going to go, the Bible says that he's going to evacuate us out of here, he's going to give them what they want, and they're going to make an image. The word image and the image of the beast is mentioned 10 times from here on out in the book of Revelation. 10 times. 3 times in this chapter and 7 times more. And every time it talks about taking the mark of the beast and worshiping his image, these things are close connected. The world loves images. And yet in the Word of God, one of the top 10 commandments, you shall make no image. And so it's a clear assault and affront, and it's in your face, God. We don't need it. We'll let you know. We'll get back with you when we get, you know, when we get something we want you for. Right now, we don't need you because we got this. We got this. I have a little boy next door to me. His name is Spencer, and he's the cutest thing. He's a little bruiser, you know. He's out there clipping the grouse with his little hand clippers, you know. I thought about telling him to get a lawnmower, but he's a little small for a lawnmower, so I let him alone. But he got a little puppy recently, and his little puppy's name is Bingo. Ever since I've heard that, I've had this stupid song in my mind. So anyway, he's out there, he's trying to get this little puppy to come, and he says, come, and the little puppy's saying, what? Are you kidding me? There's stuff over here. I said to him, I said, Spencer, I said, you want to know how to teach that boy, teach that dog to come? And he says, yeah, sure. He really didn't want to know. He was just being polite. Folks, that's the way people treat God today. They really don't want to know what God has to say. They're just being polite. And they're going to make an image. And this image, they're going to say, is to be worshipped. And the Bible says that he had power to give life to this image in verse 15. Now, if you put off to the side of that word life in your margin, you might want to write the word pneuma, like a pneumatic drill. Think in terms of a pneumatic drill. Because the word pneuma means breath or spirit. And it doesn't mean that he's going to make this thing live and breathe necessarily. What it means is he's going to conjure a movement that gets behind this. When you have a pep rally, you're trying to work up everybody's spirit, you see? And what this this Antichrist, false prophet rather, is going to do is he's going to be able to give spirit to the beast. He's going to be able to create something. And it says that he will both be able to talk and speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Now, this is a huge verse because it not only says he's going to give it spirit and give it breath, as it were, give it momentum, which is the concept, but it also says that it will speak. Now, folks, we see this today. We see this kind of stuff happening in our media today. The whole world is saying rah, rah on certain levels and on certain issues. Anything that is said contrary does not make it into the news. Anything that besmirches the picture the world is trying to conjure is set aside and acted like that didn't really happen. Now, folks, we have a world that is tightly knit together. And when you get an Antichrist who has been given liberty by Almighty God to go out and do whatever he needs to do, and the devil has got his chains removed for a season, and you've got the false prophet doing his thing, he's conjuring a spirit, images are going up of this leader of the world, and the whole media thing and the machinery is all, and the word for speaking here means laleo. It's a word that has lyrics. It's like a laleo. It's beautiful. It sounds great. Everything they say. Folks, it's vast deception. The Bible says when the Lord takes away the church and the restrainer is taken out of the way, that then God will not only give them what they want, but He will send forth strong delusion. And the word delusion is the same word for here for deceiving. It's planao. It's the word for wandering. He's going to take their thoughts and take them from point A and move them out here. The word we get planet from, because they move in the heavens. And the idea is God's going to send forth strong wandering. And part of it's going to be the whole milieu of the world. Everybody saying, yeah, he's it, he's all that, and boy, we got it going on now. This is why, when the two witnesses are killed, that the people are dancing in the streets for 3.5 days and they're sending gifts to one another because the spirits are so high. They're all about the Antichrist and the beast and the false prophet, and they get behind that thing and they worship the beast. And it says anybody who does not worship the beast should be killed. And this is part of the momentum of the Spirit. And it's connected closely in the verse because of it. Because what it really means is that when it says should be killed, the words literally mean that people everywhere are given a license through this Spirit to kill in any way they see fit those who won't worship the beast. Now, folks, bloodlust is huge. It's huge in our society. It was huge in Rome, in the gladiators, and in the feeding of the Christians to the lions, and in the persecutions, and the lighting of the streets of Rome with people dipped in oil and lit up as street lamps. Christians lit up on the streets, on fire. People thought that was cool. People thought that was cool. But in this day, people, the anarchy is going to be controlled by giving people the right to kill whoever they want, however they want, that won't worship the beast. You find them, you got them, you kill them. Now, will it be a public edict? I don't know. I don't think it probably will, but I think it'll be one of those things where, well, if you do, you'll get a misdemeanor charge. Don't do that again. Wink, wink. Because what's going on here is people are be given the opportunity to kill. And folks, the Christians are gone, so the real moral compass is, we're going to be at a low ebb. And the Bible says that in verse 16, He causes all, this is the false prophet, both small and great, rich and poor, bond or free, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. The word for mark here is a word that literally means a graving. The only other place it's used that it's not translated mark is when Paul was speaking of the gods in Ephesus, and he said, you have so many gods. Or in Athens, he says, but God is not a God who is graven in silver. The same word. The idea is a carving. Something actually is going to be placed into people's hands or foreheads. Now, many have likened this to those GPS chips and those identification chips you're putting in animals. Could be, we don't know. But I do know this. that our monetary system will collapse during the fall, during the tribulation, and in the end, what's going to end up happening is that people are going to not be able to buy or sell without this. The Bible says that no man, verse 17, might buy or sell save he had that mark. Now, folks, when you look at this, you have to ask, how can this be? But for you and me, it's a lot easier to see because it's pretty obvious. I mean, we see the vestiges of how this could happen right now. It's every day you hear about LifeLock and all these different things on your radio, how you need to protect your identity and how you need to be careful because people are going to steal your credit card. And I've had at least two or three occasions where my credit card company has said, hey, our database was penetrated, your card will be dead next Monday, but we're sending you a new card because people have your identity and it's just out of control. Credit card fraud and all that. All we got to do, it's very simple, and you don't have to be the Antichrist to see it, but you just have to be the Antichrist to actually suggest it and get away with it. And that is, hey, why don't we just get rid of money altogether? After all, the thing is in place. We've got those little scanners everywhere, and we're already doing our banking online. So you just got your mark. Just put it up against the scanner and everything will be good. This is like, oh yeah, old news. It isn't old news, man. He said this in 90 AD when there were no computers. And he said the whole world. And we're there, beloved. We're there. And when the false prophet steps up and starts pointing to the Antichrist and he does signs and wonders and everybody says, must be good, must be true, the whole world begins to get in lockstep behind him and say, yes, that's our guy. He's even letting us kill people. This is great. He'll take care of all our problems. Look at that. He got rid of religion under putting it under one grand head that says, it doesn't matter, everybody's welcome. After all, he's our Messiah. And the Bible says that he will be able to neither buy nor sell save he that had the mark. Now look at the word, and you ought to underline this just to keep you on track when you're reading this. Underline the little word or. The mark or the name of the beast. Or the number of his name. You see, this mark is seen from many vantage points. It's not just somebody's name and it's not just a number. It's a mark, first and foremost. And the Bible talks about it as being a graving. And somehow people have to take it. Now, when they take it, they know what they're doing. They've already succumbed to worshiping the beast. And when you look at the word name, the name of the beast or the number of his name, the word name is a word that comes from the Greek word gnosko, which means to know. They're going to know what they're doing. That means they're stepping up and they're stepping in and they're saying, I'm going with them. And because the spirit and the flow of things in that day and everything seems to be kind of weighted in that area, they're all going to jump in because the strong delusion. One commentator pointed out that the words for name here means everything, the thought or the feeling of which is aroused in the mind by mentioning, hearing, remembering the name. In essence, the rank, the authority, the interest, the pleasure, the command, the excellencies, the deeds. In other words, the name embodies all of this. In other words, they're all in. They love the Antichrist and they love what they get from him. They not only get immorality, but they get to do murder and sorceries. And the Bible says over and again, they repented not of their murders and their sorceries and their fornications. They ran to the hills when it started coming apart. Now, what I'm saying is, this graving's going to come, and when they take it, they're going to know it. Years ago, my dad told me when he was a boy, he went to church a little bit, and he's really never embraced the things of God, and yet he raised his eyebrow. He says, I know all about that stuff. And he was talking about the mark of the beast a little bit. And I don't know how we got on it. But he says, I didn't even use my Mac card for a long time. Now see, he had a knowledge in his core of something coming. And that was from his childhood. My dad's right at 75 now. From his childhood, he'd been told something like that was coming. And as a man who never hears it, he did fear it. Maybe there's hope for him. But what the Bible tells us is that this false prophet's going to show everybody that what they're doing is sort of kind of blessed because he's religious, the Antichrist is getting it done, and he's going to suggest everybody take a mark. Now, when it says takes the mark, it says here is wisdom. The words could be translated this. It is Sophia, but the word Sophia comes from a word that literally means clarity. Here is clarity. Okay? What is clarity? Well, the clarity is, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. Now, count, the word count is from a word that means to vote. It meant to take smooth stones and feel about them. And there were white stones and there were black stones. And when somebody was voted upon, they would take, if they were going to acquit a criminal, they would put a white one in. If they were going to condemn a criminal, they'd put a black one in. And they said, you need to choose because it's going to be clear. And he let him count the number. And there's no thing here. It says, and the concept is to feel after so as to make a conclusion and make a judgment, because God forces the judgment. He forces it. The tribulation is about forcing it. Nobody goes to hell except they choose to go there, because God by His Spirit sends forth His Spirit to convict the world. They either choose to take the conviction and say, yes, it is me, I'm undone, I need Christ, or they say, I will have none of it, get away, I'll call you when I need you. And if they put it off and put it off and put it off, eventually the Spirit gets carterized and they become past feeling. The Bible says, let him count the number of the beast. And the number is the number of a man. His number is 603 and 6. Now, I'll tell you something, folks. Today, that number's on everything you buy today. You know that. I've said it in this pulpit before. But everything you buy has 666 on the barcode. It's there. I don't have to scream, shout, jump up and down, and pound my fist on the pulpit. It's there. It's here. With credit card fraud, monetary systems failing, the economy in sway, we stand at the brink, and the Bible says that there's, you're not in the darkness that day should overtake you. When you see these things coming to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Would you turn with me for just one moment? Back to the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 13. The message has been primarily about the false prophet this morning, because the false prophet is just the apogee, the crescendo, as it were, of every false prophet that you are succumbed to and subject to in the here and now. He will be the epitome of perfection as far as religious leader is concerned. Verse 1 says in chapter 13 of Deuteronomy, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he giveth thee a sign or a wonder. They did it then, and he's going to do it in spades then, in the future. And the sign and the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods. Make an image to the beast. Make an image of anything. We'll just worship the images, which thou hast not known. And he says, let us serve them. And his sign came to pass. The Bible says, thou shalt not hearken, in verse 3, unto the words of that prophet or of that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you. The Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Now folks, the choice, the counting, the vote that we give is made every single day. We live in a day where it's like the Halluzians a few years ago, where you look at this thing, it was a mess, and suddenly it just began to become three-dimensional. This world is coming into three-dimensional clarity. It really is. 90 AD, in the 90s, this was written, back in Revelation. And the Bible says He's going to send prophets to you, false prophets, false prophets, false prophets. It's all over the Scriptures, and it crescendos in the Antichrist and his false prophet. But what we have to ask ourselves this morning is, are we listening to the tempter, the messenger of light, the angel of light, transformed so? The false angel of light. Are we saying, hath God surely said, he doesn't really mean it anyway? Are we saying in our minds, you know, he's holding out on me? Are we buying the lie of the devil? And are we sort of subtly underneath the current, searching for somebody to tell us something we'd rather hear other than God's word? Because fact is, we're making choices. We're making them every day. The rock group Yes had a song that's called Going for the One. And they used to say it this way. And they were talking sinister, and they knew what they were talking about. Moments decide, moments delight. And they're saying to you this morning that if you don't chase God and you're chasing something other, they're delighted in that. And the devil's delighted in that. Because every day you let it go and you don't make a choice for God, the bottom line is, it's getting easier to do it. And there will come a day when it won't even be a blip on the scale.